Chapter 12.
Using parables, Jesus went on to say, "A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a hole for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased the vineyard to tenants and went abroad. In due time, he sent a servant to receive from the tenants his share of the fruit. But they seized the servant, struck him, and sent him back empty-handed. Again, the man sent another servant. They also struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. He sent another, and they killed him. In the same way, they treated many others. Some they struck, and others they killed. One was still left, his beloved son. And so, last of all, he sent him to the tenants, for he said, 'They will respect my son.' But those tenants said to one another, 'This is the one who is to inherit the vineyard. Let's kill him, and the property will be ours.' So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. Now what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others." And Jesus added, "Have you not read this text of the scriptures? 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the keystone. This is the Lord's doing, and we marvel at it.'" They wanted to arrest him, for they realized that Jesus meant this parable for them. But they were afraid of the crowds, so they left him and went away. They sent to Jesus some Pharisees with members of Herod's party, with the purpose of trapping him in his own words. They came and said to Jesus, "Master, we know that you are true, you are not influenced by anyone, and your answers do not vary according to who is listening to you, but you truly teach God's way. Tell us, is it against the law to pay taxes to Caesar? Should we pay them or not?" But Jesus saw through their trick and answered, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a silver coin and let me see it." They brought him one, and Jesus asked, "Whose head is this, and whose name?" They answered, "Caesar's." Then Jesus said, "Return to Caesar what is Caesar, and to God what is God's." And they were greatly astonished. The Sadducees came to Jesus. Since they claim there is no resurrection, they questioned him in this way, "Master, in the scriptures, Moses gave us this law. If anyone dies and leaves a wife but no children, his brother must take the wife and give her a child, who will be considered the child of his deceased brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a wife, but he died without leaving any child. The second took the wife, and he too died, leaving no children. The same thing happened to the third. Finally, the seven died, leaving no children. Last of all, the woman died. Now, in the resurrection, to which of them will she be wife? For the seven had her as a wife." Jesus replied, "You could be wrong in this regard because you understand neither the scriptures nor the power of God. When they rise from the dead, men and women do not marry, but are like the angels in heaven. Now, about the resurrection of the dead, have you never reflected on the chapter of the burning bush in the book of Moses? God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' Now, he is the God not of the dead, but of the living. You are totally wrong." A teacher of the law who had been listening to this discussion and admired how Jesus answered them. So he came up and asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' And after this comes another one, 'You shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these two.'" The teacher of the law said to him, "Well spoken, Master, you are right, when you say that he is one and there is no other, to love him with all our heart, with all our understanding, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbour as ourselves, is more important than any burnt offering or sacrifice." Jesus approved this answer and said, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." But after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. As Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "The teachers of the law say that the Messiah is the son of David. How can that be? For David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David himself calls him Lord, in what way can he be his son?" Many people came to Jesus and listened to him gladly. As he was teaching, he also said to them, "Beware of those teachers of the law who enjoy walking around in long robes and being greeted in the marketplace, and who like to occupy reserved seats in the synagogues and the first places at feasts. They even devour the widows' and the orphans' goods while making a show of long prayers. How severe a sentence they will receive." Jesus sat down opposite the temple treasury and watched the people dropping money into the treasury box. Many rich people put in large offerings. But a poor widow came along and dropped in two small coins. Then Jesus called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all those who gave offerings, for all of them gave from their plenty, but she gave from her poverty and put in everything she had, her very living.